Excerpt 3. And, as the elders say, at that time, indeed, those deemed worthy of a habitation in the heavens shall go there. But others shall enjoy the luxury of the garden. But others shall possess the splendor of the city. But everywhere the Savior will be seen, exactly as those who see him shall be worthy. But there is this distinction between the dwelling of those who produce a hundredfold, and of those who produce 60-fold, and of those who produce 30-fold. Indeed, the first will be taken up into the heavens, but the others will dwell in the garden, but others will inhabit the city. And on this account, the Lord said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. For all things belong to God, who supplies all with the harmonious dwelling, even as his word says, so that a share is given to all by the Father, according as each one is or shall be worthy. And this is the couch in which they shall recline who feast, being invited to the wedding. The elders, the disciples of the envoys, say that this is the gradation and arrangement of those who are saved, and that they advance through such grades, and moreover, that they ascend through the Spirit to the Son, and through the Son to the Father, and that in due time the Son will yield up his work to the Father, even as it is said by the envoy, for he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For in the times of the kingdom, the righteous man who is on earth shall forget to die. But when he says, all things are put under him, it is manifest that he who put all things under him is excluded. And when all things are subdued unto him, then the Son himself shall also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all.